Hello, this is Sonia with Awakening the Core. Today is Thursday, February 15th, 2018. Today's message is about living an inspired life. Today there was a new moon and a solar eclipse, and it truly feels like a time of new beginnings where we've been through a lot recently. And at this point in time, the world is kind of opening up and allowing us to grow in new directions. Today I wanted to read something to you from Daily Word, which is a Unity publication. And it's the daily message for today. It's titled Inspired Life. I'll read it to you now. I am living a fully inspired life. I make a habit of pausing at the start of the day to remember who I am in truth. Sometimes I reflect on the qualities of the divine, such as compassion, goodness, and beauty. I acknowledge the presence and power of my divine identity within my consciousness. I remind myself that I am made in the image of God, and I rejoice in the presence of these spiritual qualities as my being. Rumi's words remind me, you are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. When I am established in faith, I see the beauty and magnificence of the divine reflected to me wherever I look. When I say yes to the sacredness of my being, I open myself to living an inspired life. And I like this. It also reminds me of a saying, Aham Brahmasmi, which means I am the universe. While it seems like we're separate from each other and our three-dimensional world, and that each of us is a unique individual, in the grand scheme of things, I believe that we're all bits and pieces of the larger whole, and that the Creator is within each and every one of us. When I embrace life in this way, it allows me to establish my faith in the bigger divine plan. And when I acknowledge that sacred part of my own being and recognize the Creator within, it also opens myself up to living a more rich life, a more divinely inspired life, and it allows me to see that there's much more opportunity than sometimes what our society might have to offer. So I invite you today to think about how you might live a more fully inspired life, and to remember who you are in truth, and to find the Creator within, and how to express that in what you do and in what you say through compassion and love and peace. I hope you've enjoyed the message, and in much love and light, Sonia.